Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
S.O.B.
B.B.B.
You ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
What happened?
Happy birthday, Gary Podcast.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gary Podcast.
Episode 97.
Happy birthday.
You can
birthday.
Be our Facebook fans at facebook.com/happybirthday.
Guys, if you're listening to this, then, well, never mind.
We did 96 episodes. We finally were at the top of our game.
If you enjoy Happy Birthday, Gary, then put it on your iTunes
somehow.
I don't know how you do that, but do that.
You just internet. Subscribe and boom, yeah. it'll give it to you
just,
whenever you need it.
It's pretty great.
Go on the internet and say, download iTunes.
Oh, also tell your friends.
Dear internet.
Say, computer.
I wrote a letter to my Yahoo email account. I wonder if it got there.
Dear Google. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey. I'm good. How you doing?
Happy birthday.
How you doing? Happy birthday. Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's been going on?
Nothing.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, I'm just looking at your levels.
Am I levels good? Am I too loud?
No, you're not too loud. That's not...
Am I too loud?
Whoa, did you hear that?
Whoa.
What happened?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I need a cough button.
Hey, you sound good. You sound good.
Okay, sweet.
So, the other day, it's about 3 a.m.
Guy walks into a bar.
And I'm watching... television. I'm watching Remains of the Day. Have you
sure.
seen? Have you seen yeah. Remains of the Day?
Watch it every week.
It's with yeah. Sir Anthony Hopkins,
Tony Hop,
Tony Hop, and
I call him
and that other woman. What was her name?
Meredith Baxter Burney.
And yes. he is a butler.
Yeah, right.
He's a butler, mm-hmm. and he loves the head maid.
So he killed the own.
That's a different one.
He
that's every other movie.
And a nice
and he's the head butler at this. Very posh, you know, mansion, pre-World War II. And the master of the house is some kind of, not sympathizer,
wonderful.
But he's like this well-intentioned but misled Nazi...
Ooh, yeah,
sure.
Not forgiver, whatever. Like,
sympathist.
Sympathist, sort of, yeah.
Sympathizer.
Or...
synthesizer.
Oh, there's a word for it, and I can't think
silencer.
Of it.
Silencer.
No.
Syndicated columnist.
Appeasement.
Yes.
Appeasement is what he's guilty of treason.
Yes.
Anyway, during all this time, he falls in love, unrequited love. That's when you don't say anything, right?
That's the saddest one.
Unrequited
yeah.
love.
It's the saddest
for this
love.
Woman who moves away. She finds her own life.
Oh, no.
She has, and then anyway, later in life,
many years later,
there's a new owner of the house, and she wants to come back and live there. And he goes to meet her, and they talk about coming back. And then she ultimately does not, and he goes home and lets a bird out the window, and then that's the end of the movie. And it was very
hilarious.
It's very sad. Like they never get to be together. And I was thinking, I was watching it, I was like, this. And at the end, like he lets a bird go, and then like they kind of fade to black, and then the credits start rolling, and it's some symphony music. I was like, that movie would have been totally worth it if, while the credits were rolling, they had played "Tell Her About It" by Billy Joel. So, you know,
like it would make all your crazy dreams.
Tell her about it. It would have like been a payoff for the 2 hours of just misery.
It was a lot longer than 2 hours, wasn't it?
It was very long.
I watched that movie once. It was that's all you can do. It's a one timer.
It's not as bad as just God. And it makes you feel like when you know, I thought about that, I was like, tell her about it. It's like, I need to tell someone I love him, but I don't love anybody.
You do.
I'm not a girl like that, not right now.
Oh, man.
Sean did that one time.
You fell in love?
He told somebody he loved him.
The song, Tell Her About It, inspired me in high school. I was like, I'm going
to tell
her
about it. Did you tell her all your crazy dreams?
Yes.
One time... All right, I'm on a boat, but it's not a boat. It's like a robot. And
okay, I had this really crazy
okay,
dream.
Okay, and you were there.
Fishing, but you weren't you.
You didn't have a face.
Look like you.
And then my teeth fell out.
And then I was stabbing you, and you wouldn't die. You just kept like trying to get away.
And then I fell, but I woke up, because
if you fall, you die.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
So, and she said, obviously, she said she loved you back, and everything worked out great.
Yeah,
did you really fall in love with someone one time?
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
I've been in like with
people. This was in high school when everybody falls in love.
Yeah,
I don't believe in love.
No,
this got me thinking though. What if we should come up with new songs for the while the credits are rolling on movies?
Just right off the top of our head
to make the movie worth.
Oh crap!
Yeah, redeem the movie.
We should have prepared for this, Brad.
We should have.
This is gonna be hard to do.
I got one.
Okay.
I got one. Right off my head.
Wait. Okay. All right.
At the end of Anne Frank's.
Yeah.
Voices carry.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's
hush,
good.
Oh no!
Keep it down, down.
Voices carry. Ooh.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
I was thinking. I don't know the song, but at the end of the movie 7, I think it has to be a Talking Heads song.
Uh-oh.
Somebody put my wife's head in a box.
How about Psycho Killer? Whoa, right off the top of my head that got cut off, my top of my talking head.
Wow. Hey,
Brad was actually too loud just then.
What? Oh, wow. You're sorry, too loud. Everybody.
Here's a documentary called The Bridge.
Yeah.
That's about people jumping off the San Francisco Bridge.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
It's real.
It's real. You get to watch them. It's horrifying. And at the end of that, they could play, "It's Raining Man." Hallelujah.
It's Raining Man.
That's mean.
I think at the end, I don't know if I'm going to get the song title right.
What is it?
At the end of My Left Foot. There's a Pretender song called Brass in Pocket. Yeah. I'm going to use my arms. Wait, no, I'm just going to use my legs. No.
Maybe I can't dance. I got one. Okay. At the end of Last Samurai, turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I think so.
And, yeah. Trying to look for the ones I wrote.
What do you got?
What wrote? You're coming.
Well, I mean, off the top of my head that I wrote down.
Yeah.
At the end of Clone Wars, yes. I think they should play Oops, I Did It Again.
It was a second trigger. What if at the end of Citizen Kane, they're like, I don't want a girl. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys in Toys R Us that I can play with. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up, baby, if I did, I could have been a Toys R Us kid.
More bikes, more trains, more video games. I want to play a video game, mommy.
Doing a Forrest Gump? Do you have a Forrest Gump joke for
I've got
Forrest
one.
Yeah, I'll think of one.
At the end of Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Let's get retarded here.
And the beats keep running.
Running.
Sorry, you go ahead. That's got one.
I think Sean wrote a lot of, came up with a lot of these off the top of his head. At the end of Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Faith No More. Surprise, you're dead.
Uh-oh.
How about at the end of Schindler's List? Lady in red,
dying for me.
Wow.
I don't remember. What was at the end of Alive? Was that Ave Maria?
As everybody was dead.
That's no good. It should have been food, glorious food.
Just eat it. Eat it.
Whoa, here she comes.
Watch out for it.
Ah, man.
She swallowed it.
Inch by inch. That's ridiculous.
But the cat came back. I don't know.
That's
a good
whack,
song. That's a good song. They should play that song. What other movies
are
there?
What else?
Roots.
Roots.
Iron Maiden, Power Slave.
Uh-oh.
Because he's strong. He did it.
Yeah.
He's strong like boy. Wait, did he die?
Do you like Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the movie, Birds.
Okay.
Right when the credits start to roll. Don't you know about the bird? Surfing bird.
I don't know. Speaking of Hitchcock, I don't know. I don't know exactly what song, but at the end of Foreign Correspondent, you could play a Buddy Holly song.
Is
that too obscure?
Probably.
Too obscure.
Speaking of which, at the end of La Bamba, they should play La Bamba. That would be good.
That's a good idea.
I can't wait till Don McLean dies and nobody writes a song about it. Wait, hold on. I got to write that down.
That's good. Write that down. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's really funny. What if at the end of Psycho,
yeah,
What was I going to say?
You said dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady.
That's yeah. funny.
I said sharp dressed man, but dude looks like a lady.
Those are both funny. Pretty good.
Those How about at the end of The Accused with Jodie Foster? You remember that one?
Yeah.
At the end of The Accused. I know what boys like. I know what guys want.
I don't know if at the end, but somewhere during that movie.
Somewhere like just periodically through it.
Also Pinball Wizard.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Oh, that's funny.
Guys.
That's
guys.
We're great.
We are coming up with this stuff.
That's some good stuff.
We did come up with some of this off the top of our head.
Yeah, some of it was.
We did.
Guys, I want to talk to you about something. Okay. I feel like early on, this is our show.
Yeah.
Nobody can.
Okay.
Nobody can change us.
Nobody can change us. But I feel like somehow
we're like a bird.
When we got to which is better, which is a feature, a big part of our show.
Pretty much.
I feel like I somehow hijacked that, and I didn't mean.
This is your podcast.
Well, no, it's not. This podcast is about Gary and his birthday.
Happy birthday, by
happy
the way,
birthday,
Gary.
Oh, man. You know, and I feel like what my intention was to sort of take the burden off of you guys. I know when you were doing the whoop-de-doo,
that's a lot of
you
work.
Would write things.
Sketches.
And
yeah, you can listen to Ninja Dog Radio Hour whoop-de-doo.
Listen to it. It's a great thing, but it was a lot
epis.
Of work.
49 eps.
The whole point of this was just be like, hey,
horses.
Mark and Sean are just naturally funny.
Right.
Yeah.
I know sometimes they write down movie ideas, but other than that, it's mostly just off the top of their heads. What if I threw some silly questions at them? And they would have to...
I like it.
But I know, but I feel like some of the subject matter is like stuff you guys don't know about or
right,
don't care
yeah.
about or whatever.
Well,
like
little
we're
both.
Different.
Yeah.
Well, like we're three different generations. Mark, how old are you now?
Like 74.
You were 70. He's 40.
Ooh, gross.
He is 40. Mark, you know, Sean's in his 20s, and he likes fine art and foreign films
yeah.
and the music of Frank Zappa.
He likes skipping on the beach.
He
likes he won't walk.
I like ladies.
Mark is in his 40s. He likes 80s rap and basketballs and his wife. And I'm in my 30s.
I like my wife.
And I don't like anything, but I like you guys.
Yeah.
I like my daughter. I like a lot of it turns out to be a lot of nerdy stuff, and I feel like I ambush Mark with questions about Swamp Thing. And
I don't know.
He really embarrassed himself with the Swamp Thing.
Did I really?
Like, you did. And yeah. So...
The talkbacks on the blogs were pretty
hot
and heavy.
It was pretty...
Really?
People were like, who is this joker? Well, a lot of people were like, he must have been... Just play it off like you were kidding.
I was just joking. I've only read 7 of the Swamp Thing graphic novels.
Yeah?
There's 14.
Well, there's the Alan Moore...
Well, it depends
7,
what version.
And then, yeah, there's volume 1, and then there's book 1.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. But this is what I'm saying. Now that we're here,
let's do it.
I want to let's try and do something that we all know about.
Okay.
Right. So, are you ready for Which Is Better?
Yeah.
This week for Happy Birthday, Gary.
I'm ready. Yeah.
Happy all birthday, right. Gary.
Hey guys.
Hey Brad.
Which is better?
Yep.
Bros versus hoes.
Uh oh.
Dun dun dun.
And since you like rap music,
so yeah,
it's all about hoes and stuff like
and
that.
Bros, right?
And bros, yeah.
Right. Well, I guess we need
it's
to define...
almost exclusively rapped by bros. Bros are the people who rap.
Well, let's set up some parameters of what these things mean. Like a bro, I would say, is like your friend. Like you guys are my bros.
We're homies.
Yeah.
A hoe is a girl who you date and have sex with.
Okay.
Like
and maybe not even date.
Ooh.
Not even date, but not. I don't mean hoe like a prostitute. I mean like a girl.
It's like that girl, a hoe, yo.
Like a hoe.
Yeah.
Nappy headed.
If she had sex with me, she must be a whore.
Well, it's probably a whore.
She can be a hoe if she just gives you the wrong change back at McDonald's. That hoe sorted me 50 cents.
Yeah.
That's a hoe.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
mm-hmm.
have to have a relation with her, right? You could just be this hoe. This hoe bag cut me off on I-24 near Chattanooga.
I've never genuinely called anyone a hoe.
I think I have many times.
I'm sure you have.
Yes.
That's your style.
Yeah, well, you know, we need to figure out
dealing with the in-laws.
You're a friend of the urban
yeah.
entertainment.
Yeah,
you're pretty urban.
Pretty urban active.
They love you.
Yeah, I can't help it.
They love you down there. On the bottom.
Down there.
All right, guys, let's figure out who's better.
Okay, let's do it.
First question: who would win in a fight?
Wow.
A bro fighting a hoe. Who's gonna win?
Man, hoes will slap you
hoes
with a shoe.
Will go
hoes
ape
are dangerous.
Shit. And you can't really hit a hoe. You'll go to jail.
Yeah, and they'll hit you back harder.
Yeah. And
but,
they'll scratch your eyes out with their like long fingernails
But in the real world, they get beat a lot.
Yeah. So hoes get
let's
beat
think about
when
it.
When they don't listen.
They don't.
Yeah.
If you're in public The hoe wins.
Behind
a closed door.
On, no one really, yeah.
Don't make me go get the phone book, Brenda.
It depends if like your big floppy hat matches your jacket. Well, if like, you're if a pimp, that,
we're not talking about, I mean,
we're not talking about pimps.
We don't have, I don't have any bros that are pimps. I wish.
I don't have
I do. I do.
Yeah. Do you have a real pimp basketball. Friend?
Real pimp, yeah. Real pimp.
Oh, man, if I had one pimp friend, everything pimp would be. Pimp friend.
I got a pimp friend.
P-I-M-P. Those are pimps.
P-R-I-M.
Yeah.
They meant primp.
No,
S-H-R-I-M-P.
He's just a fancy lad.
Cheerio. Carry on then. Very well. Did I do it right?
I say that's what a pimp sounds like, isn't it?
How?
I say, Hobag, get your butt back on the corner and bring me in some dollars.
No, they use pounds.
I need a shilling.
You only brought me 30 quid.
Ooh, quid. That's good.
For wanking.
Yeah.
Don't be a wanker, Brenda.
All right, let's go.
You're a tit. I like that. I like that.
That dirty bird, flip me the bird.
Fucking cunt.
You're a tit. I like that. They can call someone a tit.
You're a
Sean,
tit.
Sean, are you bent?
You're a tit.
Okay. You seem bent just then.
Leave it out.
come on now.
Do
come
me
on
a
now.
Favor. All right. Better for sex.
Wow.
Neither.
Better for sex.
Neither.
Hoes are probably.
But let me tell you this between us all here. I'm going to tell you this.
Keep it on the DL.
If I could fuck a bro, I would fuck a bro. Wow. If I could, told you this. If I could flip a switch and be gay, like genuinely gay, I would.
I think we always want what we can't have.
I think that. Think about.
No man would want you. That's the only reason you're not gay.
Oh, he's got a beard.
I've got a beard.
There's a specific subsection.
There's a whole genre who likes me.
I think you're a mini bear.
I'm a koala
you're
bear.
An anorexic bear.
You're like a boo-boo.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just need to find a yogi.
Oh, man. But
we'll find one.
But as it is, I guess we just have to stick with hoes. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
hoes. Hoes are soft. That's
no,
what I
know.
Like.
That's what I'm saying. It's just
I mean, not the old.
Not the ones that work at factories.
who's better at getting you sex? And I guess what I'm saying, instead of a hoe, I mean like a female bro. Well, but you know, if you have a female, like a friend.
Bro?
Right. Like a. What, I don't know. Like.
Dobro.
I've had.
Sobro.
I've had friends that were girls. So there was no. There was no sexual relationship between me and this person. They're just my friend.
Is that a hoe?
Yes. And they will hook me
is
up.
Is that a bro or is that a hoe, though?
Well, I guess that's
girl
a bro.
Bro.
I guess it's a female. Okay, all right. I guess you're right.
She's a female hoe bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, bro.
Women have
it
hooked
depends
me
if
up
if you get the right
women.
Kind of hoe who's into, like those hoes last night at Three Crowbar.
What?
Well, those were lesbians.
What?
They were lesbians.
They were grabbing each other's boobs.
What?
They didn't give a shit about us at all.
They didn't even look it in our direction.
They didn't look at us, but...
What?
They were lesbians.
Yeah, we saw some lesbians last night.
Gross.
They weren't even that gross.
Oh, okay.
They were a little bit gross, but not gross. Ooh, I mean, there was girls a touching each other's boobs. Is pretty.
I know, girls
first
like...
First one, she had the David Letterman split.
Diastema.
I don't know what that means, but yes.
The
little thing in between the teeth?
It's diastema.
Mine's closing up.
Yep, it's looking good.
It's going to be gone. Who's got a better sense of humor?
Ooh.
Not the
bros or hoes.
Hoes don't.
Well, let me say
they don't
this.
Get nothing, man.
Hoes laugh at everything you say, though. You ever notice that? Like, hoes laugh very easily.
What?
Yeah, with a hoe, everything you say, like, because I think.
Trying to get some drinks.
Excuse me.
I think women want to
try to get some more drinks. That's why they laugh.
Yeah, they want to seem ditzy, like somehow being stupid is attractive. Yeah. It is. I don't
you
know why.
You look dubious, Mark. You look very dubious.
I don't know if that's a better sense of humor, though. I feel like that's patronizing, maybe.
I don't know.
I think a real hoe don't laugh.
Wow. Does their face hurt?
Okay. And my homies don't do homework.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a good point.
That's just it's my opinion. I could be wrong. That's why we're debating.
That's what this is about. It's about drawing your
I'm just
opinion.
Trying to
this
get
is about
opinion
your
opinion.
Mostly this is for you, Mark.
This is
okay. We know
out what
how
Mark
black you are.
About stuff. Yeah. Look. I mean,
you're black.
A hoe could be white.
You're a black. What?
No.
I guess.
Yeah, they can.
And
be.
A black guy could be president.
You got a good point.
I mean, come on.
No, you're right.
Who's more fun?
Bro.
Really?
It's tough,
bro.
You can have a lot of fun with a hoe.
Not at a baseball game.
Well, I've seen videos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there.
Yes.
On the thing.
Up at the top.
Yeah. And that's then awesome.
There's one of a chick flashing a pitcher after the Red Sox game.
Did it mess him up or something?
He didn't even notice it. She did it. It just.
He was in the game, man. That's because he's a bro, man. He's a real bro. Yeah,
he's at work.
He was focused. He was brokest.
Yeah.
On his work.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know. You're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
Bros are fun, though. Because you can, I mean, you can't,
if you're
hanging out with a hoe, you can't be like, oh, God, look how hot that girl is.
I know, but.
Oh, look how hot she is.
If you were at a party with a bunch of bros having fun.
Sausage fest.
Or if you're having a party with a bunch of hoes having fun. I mean, like, woo.
Yeah,
you
that will make you sad.
I don't know.
Does
the host of the party have a Blu-ray player? Because that could make a difference.
Did you say host? Because I think.
Host.
So you're saying you like it when hoes are saying woo and having fun?
I'm saying that's fun.
I don't think that strikes.
That's
your
not fun to me.
Like,
no, I'm saying like if you were somehow involved in it.
Oh, like,
I mean, having sex is fun, and that's what you do with a hoe.
Is it?
For like 2 minutes. So
it's
done.
My brain thinks it's fun because it wants me to get people pregnant.
My DNA is real into it.
That beast inside of me.
Oh, man. What if instead of switching off, flipping being gay, you could just not be anything? You could like not have any interest
you
in
could
sex
be a,
whatsoever.
Is that a eunuch? Is that
what I mean, I think...
You'd
I mean,
get a lot of stuff done.
Would you, though? I don't know if you would do anything. What would be your motivation to do anything if you just did not?
Money. You could be motivated by money.
For what? What do you need a bunch of money for?
To retire so you don't have to work again.
Yeah, but retirement means hoes, right?
I don't know what retirement means.
Hoes bringing you drinks with umbrellas.
Never going to be able to retire.
No, I'm not going to retire. I plan on dying.
Wow, it's just depressing. I plan on retiring.
Yeah, you're going to retire.
401k,
yeah,
baby.
You're a real person.
That's
because you're a real person.
Did you see that Dow today,
we don't
boy?
Even plan
Ooh,
anything.
60 points.
That was down a little bit.
No, it was up. It was up.
Wow.
Was it? I thought it was down.
No, no, no.
How's the NASDAQ?
Well, that's no indication.
Even more.
You know,
Best Buy actually had some really good earnings to report.
Really?
In-store sales up.
Yeah. Best Buy? I thought they were the thing
of
the past.
You're
I thought they're
Circuit City is what you're thinking.
Circuit City went out of business.
Best Buy is on its tail.
No, actually, they're reporting huge numbers.
Really?
For what? What do they sell?
Just people buying TVs and
TVs.
Stuff, yes.
And the only thing that had.
Well, what's the difference between Best Buy and Circuit City? They have the same shit.
Yeah, Circuit City no longer exists.
I know, but I mean, why would
Best Buy's got cooler?
That means they
shirts.
Take their market share.
I'll tell you this: I got a camera as a gift from a hoe. Video camera.
Oh shit!
A video camera.
When did
a
bro ever give you a video camera?
I don't know. Ryan gave Damien a video camera.
Yeah.
Just like that. And Ryan's a douche. If he would give somebody a video camera,
yeah, Ryan's
bro.
Whoa.
A huge douche. So
this girl, she gives me a video camera for my birthday or whatever, and it breaks like 3 months later, and I try to take it back to Best Buy. Won't take it back.
Well, you didn't have the receipt.
I had the receipt, and they wouldn't take it back. They wouldn't fix it. They wouldn't do anything. I'm like, is it only meant to last 3 months, you fucking asses? And they
didn't
do anything.
Well, you didn't buy the extended warranty.
No, I didn't buy the extended warranty.
I wouldn't have left until I had a new camera.
I called Sony, and Sony replaced the camera.
Ah.
But Best Buy can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Wow. I enjoy Best Buy. It's a nice place to browse on a Saturday afternoon.
I mean,
can't browse there. They don't have the stuff that I want.
It's not even the Best Buy. It's expensive.
They don't have the stuff I want.
What do you want?
I want,
do you want
like,
an iPod?
I want stuff. I want,
an iPod?
I want robot parts.
I want...
Like
I want Iron Maiden albums.
They've got that.
They've got
they don't
vinyl.
Have that.
They've got a very limited selection of vinyl.
They've got the best of Iron Maiden. I don't need that.
Iron Maiden, baby. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you. Ooh.
We both know that song.
You don't know that song?
I don't know that song.
You're not a big Wheatus fan?
I don't know what Wheatus is.
Wheatus. They did also did a cover of a Little Respect.
You're losing your mind. Hey guys,
did you ever do your I'm Walking on Sunshine? Didn't you have an I'm Walking on Sunshine one?
Oh right,
yeah, we screwed up.
We blew it. Let's start over.
That's for every.
That's at the end of
every
at the end of Schindler's List. That would also be awesome.
Walking on Sunshine.
Pretty much,
the
yeah.
morning sun is shining like
at the
a
end,
red rubber ball.
At the end of any sad movie,
yeah,
would be good.
Or I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good.
Wow!
Shutter Island, let's go crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I don't think it works that way.
Did I ask who was more supportive?
No.
Rose or
no.
Rose?
Let's get I feel it, like...
Though. Let's really... I think we should really get into this.
I don't think bros... On. I mean,
they offer fake support. Like, they offer support you will stop bitching about something.
I feel that's like hoes offer the same kind of support. I think, to me, at least.
I think, though, that bros don't really. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of many bros who are like, hey, man, I found this brochure for this school for you.
You need to talk to a professional?
Right, friend? Yeah. But or I don't think any of my bros, if anything ever were to work out well for me, I think that no one would really be happy for me. You know what I mean?
It's that's not true.
Because like, think about it. Like, anytime anyone we know does something good, we're like, hey, well, fuck you.
Why him?
Yeah.
How did that guy?
Why didn't that just happen to me? Mm-hmm.
But on another note, if you open up to a hoe and, you know, she's supportive of you, she's going to expect the same in return.
Well, she's putting work into you.
There's a bond that she believes that exists that may or may not exist on your own.
I feel like I've had a lot of faux support from hoes. Hoes have supported me. Like, they have acted with their mouth like they were supporting me, but then, like,
Are you talking about support hoes?
Uh-oh!
Wow. Nice.
What? See, Daisy.
Good work.
No, he's got a point, though. They're fucking full of shit.
They're so fake.
Yeah. Who's more hateful?
Hoes. Bros have more surface level hate.
Bros, exactly. Bros give you a low dose of, like,
constant
hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Like my good friend, Corey Rapon, in one evening with him, he'll hurt my feelings about 50 times. Oh. A little bit.
Well, Brad, that's because you're a loser.
Right.
Well, Brad, that's because I'm more attractive than you.
But like,
Brad, that's because I have more comic book knowledge than you'll ever have.
But a hoe will, like, devastate you with one blow and really cut
deep.
She can
look at you wrong. And
the only reason either of them can hurt you is because you care about them.
Yeah.
Because if some stranger walked up to you on the street, Mark, and was like, hey, fuck you, buddy, you'd be like,
I wouldn't even be outside right now.
You'd step on his fucking neck. You wouldn't even fucking care.
I would put the cleats right next to his cheek.
Right.
You want a
red card? Or what? Is this a red card?
But if your good friend and friend of the show, Chad Ryden, walked up to you and said, hey, fuck you, you'd be like, hey.
I don't think I would. Not
okay,
Chad.
Let me think.
What if I really meant it?
I wouldn't care. It's okay. It's Chad.
What about...
Pick somebody else.
Jesse. What about Berserk? What about...
That would hurt. John Bradley.
Yeah.
That would
would it hurt? Because you care about him. Exactly.
He's a nice guy.
Exactly. That's why everyone is horrible.
I feel a little bit bad that you just mentioned
just
that.
Just imagine it kind of hurts
you. He really felt that way.
Oh, he doesn't feel like that.
I don't know. Maybe you should send him a text and see how he's
You should
feeling.
Check him out, man.
See if he still likes
he's
him.
A very talented person.
He's a guitar guy.
Yeah.
He's very good. Yeah. Who's it better to lend money to, a bro or a hoe? I never have any money, so I'm going to defer to Mark on this.
My personal policy is not to let anybody borrow money.
Yeah.
That was my guess.
Sean doesn't do that either.
I guess you were a miser.
Here's what I will do. And hopefully the person who owes me
you
money
lend money to casinos so that you can get it back, though.
No, in all seriousness, hopefully the person who I lent some money to doesn't listen to this, because then they may feel like they never have to pay me back. But I only lend money if I'm like, you know what, I'm probably not going to get paid back,
right.
And there you go. I'm not expecting to get this back.
I remember watching Cheers.
Can I borrow some money? Uh-oh!
I was watching the TV show Cheers.
Yeah.
And
a little blue?
I wanted to go where... Hey!
Okay, cheers. Whew. Sorry.
That's a British thing to say.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, that's...
You can play...
Someone wanted to borrow money.
You can play that. Wait. Who dies of alcoholism?
No, the coach.
Leaving Las Vegas at the end of that.
You can
dies.
Play Cheers at the end of that movie.
Have a drink on.
Anyway, Cheers. Somebody goes up to Sam Malone. He's like, "Let me borrow some money. I'll pay you back." And he's like, "I won't lend you any money, but I will give you the money."
Yeah.
And I remember thinking when I was a kid, I was like, that's ridiculous. But now, I agree. Mm-hmm. I was like, I would, no, because then you'd be like, hey, where's that $20? And you lose a friend over $20.
Not worth it.
Fuck it. Give it to him.
More like 200, but that's different
200,
story.
Yeah, 200 is what I meant, but you know.
I don't care. I mean, I knew I wasn't getting it back.
I don't have $200.
Mark, can I talk to you after the show?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you need?
Oh, man. just, you know.
Just something to get me to the next payday.
I'm going to just borrow $20 from him once a week instead of borrowing $200 from him.
That's probably a better way to do it.
It's going
to
just keep on, man.
That's smart. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be stuck on an island with?
Well, it all depends.
A bro or a hoe? Let me rephrase it. This one's a little tricky.
Yeah, this is tricky.
Would you rather be stuck on an island with your very best friend or a beautiful woman that you don't like?
Well, it doesn't matter if you like her or not.
Hey, you know.
But here's the thing. How inventive is my bro? Like, if he's like, if he's Gilligan, I don't want him. But if he's the professor, then I want to be on that island.
You'd pick your bro, but he won't have a vagina, is my point.
Well, what if your bro's John Locke? Whoa.
I don't believe you just went there.
What if it's a smoke version of John Locke?
Oh, no.
Oh.
What if he's that guy who's Spanish?
What if he's Richard Gere?
What is going on in Lost? I don't understand it. What if he's Richard Gere?
Albert?
Uh-oh.
I don't know who that is. I don't either. It's Lost.
He's being silly.
You know what's Lost?
No.
It's not very good.
I'm going to say Ho.
It's
not very good.
I'm going with Ho.
I'll reenact an episode of Lost. There's a lot of beautiful people. And then they say stuff
and
to each other that's really confusing.
And they run it.
Hey, where are you going?
To an alternate universe.
Sort of. No, they don't say that. They'll say, oh, I don't know.
They say, I'm about to tell you, commercial.
And then next episode.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Pong!
I got more questions. We really have to get this done.
We're doing good.
We're doing all right.
We got a half an hour.
I'm trying to
29 and a half. 28 and a half minutes.
You guys are like wild long.
You gotta rein us in.
We're
the
cats.
Black stallion.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, easy show. Easy. Oh, are you kidding?
Hold on, guys.
Pause. Well,
should we tell the people
about it?
We're back.
And we're back.
Whew, had a little off-air conversation.
Back on the Happy Birthday Gary podcast.
Are you guys talking about?
Go to Facebook.com/Happy Birthday Gary.
Go to iTunes.com, Scoville. P13.
Go to
Scoville. I don't even know what that is.
Go to ampersand.net.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about? You were talking about something. You got excited about Publix sandwiches.
Sean said he never had a Publix sandwich.
No, that's not.
You said
I misspoke.
I'm sorry. I heard you say it.
I had to call you out. My wife bought you one her own money.
Whoa, those aren't cheap either.
Yeah, they're like $6.99.
Wow.
What kind of sandwich?
Do you want $6?
I'm sorry. With plus tax. We don't have a smart card or anything.
I had a sandwich today. Wet bread.
Well, what's it wet from? If it's wet from oil and vinegar, I love it.
It was wet from salad, like a salad from lettuce moisture.
Yeah, no, that's no good.
No, I don't like wet bread. That's one of the things
you guys
I don't
eating
like
sandwiches
about Jersey
for?
Sandwich.
Well, Sean was over. We were rehearsing some songs for a TV show we were on.
Yeah,
that never aired.
Yeah, we were.
I remember that.
We won the duet jingle show.
We won that.
That was where the walrus and the wolf came.
The wolf and the walrus.
We won the whole thing.
We
won $10 million.
But it's not on TV.
That's too bad.
It's actually $100,000 in a recording contract. We still got that.
Oh. Yeah.
But we are not on TV.
Yeah.
Well,
CBS dropped it.
Our record's going to be out pretty soon.
Yeah. It's called More Lies from the Wolf and the Walrus.
The Wolf
and the Walrus.
See?
How sad was it that it took me so long to learn how to play that?
That was a long time.
You had no idea. I can only play what's in my head. I can't play like what somebody introduces to me.
Oh, yeah.
He also can't sing harmonies. Little known fact about Mark
Hudson.
It's well known.
You have to follow him when he's doing things.
Yeah, it's basically just, this is the waiver on, come with me. That's what we're doing.
Feel free to add to it.
I'm not as talented as you. Sorry.
Listen,
I've worked with Mark on writing songs before. We wrote the Bullshit Christmas song together.
Oh, Bullshit.
And, the Dueling Bigots.
A Dueling Bigots good song.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, hey, Mark, will you help me do something? And you're like, sure. And I come over. And then you crank something out first try.
Sounds like it.
One take Mark. That's what they call them.
Yeah. Just like Ray. House.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's like, are you
sorry, guys. I realize that I am not talking loud enough,
now you're talking too loud.
Well, now I know that's the problem.
Just look at this, see where there's no lines here. Nobody could hear what you were
saying. All right, well,
let's redo the whole podcast.
Okay, let's start over. Listen,
hey,
next question.
What about movies? Oh,
what if at the end of
who do you tell more secrets to?
Too many secrets.
Bros.
What if at the end of sneakers they cried host. My Adidas?
What if this podcast went off the air? Disaster.
Kill my friend.
I can't kill my friend.
Kill my friend.
Kill my friend.
Marty!
What did it sound like?
It's fuck all about you. The information, Marty.
I'm a grandmother. What do you do?
I love that movie.
All right.
God, which, I love that movie.
Who do you tell your secrets to? Your bros or your hosts? Who do you tell more secrets to?
Personal thing? I don't tell secrets.
I don't either.
I don't let
anything I have this
out.
Level of like level.
Keep it all in.
10 secrets. Let's say there's scale 1 to 10. I never go past like a 7. I've got yeah. shit.
My yeah. wife has no idea how much I like Neil Diamond.
No. Really?
I can't let
you
anybody
know what?
Know that.
That she's true? Never looked in your eyes.
Wow.
Right?
Look into my eyes. Let's do harmony.
You guys both love.
When Cracklin' Rosie's playing.
You guys both love. This guy has like the entire Neil Diamond collection on vinyl.
I have.
Flip that gay switch, buddy. We're
hey, listen, let's go, man. Are because I have like 13 Neil Diamond.
I was just kind of making a joke.
Albums.
Yeah, he
I
loves,
like Neil Diamond.
That was great.
Neil Diamond. I like
Neil Diamond.
You like Saving Silverman?
Yes, but I like Neil Diamond.
I love that just movie.
I like.
Dick.
I love that movie. It's hard. It's
you smart. Know what? You like Jack Black.
You hate when people say that about you, don't you?
No.
That's Joel T. Wilson.
No one says that about me.
Do you look
me.
Like Jack Black?
They say that to Joel.
I'm fat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This is ridiculous, guys.
I bet it's not a bro.
I'm not taking
that. Who's on the phone, bro or hoe?
It's actually a hoe.
H-O-N-D,
Honda.
Honda ho.
You're on the air. How you doing? Hello?
I'm calling on behalf of Honda.
Yeah, okay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's best day of my life. Thanks for calling.
I'm sorry?
It's the best day of my life.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Okay.
Is this Mark Anna Dunson?
Yes, it is.
Show that you recently took your 2007 Element in for service at Crest Honda?
Yes.
Were you the one who took the vehicle to the dealership?
It was me.
Well, Honda wants to ensure that your service experience met your expectations.
Okay, let's talk about it. Yes. Is there an exceeded expectations box? I had a good experience.
Point box?
Yeah.
Ask you a few questions about it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about it.
All right, this call will now be recorded for quality assurance.
You're damn right it is. Okay, sorry. That's fine.
Thinking about your recent service visit, using a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is poor, 2 is fair, 3 is good, 4 is very good, and 5 is excellent, please rate the treatment you received from Crest Honda.
Fiver. I'll give him a fiver.
Was it worked on correctly the first time?
Oh, yeah, of course. They're good.
Using a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is poor and 5 is excellent, please rate the overall time it took to complete the service from the time you first arrived at the dealership until your vehicle is returned to you.
Giant number 5.
If you paid for any maintenance or repairs, please rate the fairness of charges using the same 1 to 5 scale.
5, 5, 5.
And thinking about your most recent service visit,
yes.
Using a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 is poor and 5 is excellent,
Fiver.
Please rate your overall service experience at Crest Honda.
5, 5. 5, 5.
That's great what? To hear. To help the dealership better understand what they are doing right, why did you rate this experience a 5?
Ernest Moody always takes care of me at the Crest Honda. I come in, he meets my needs, he greets me with a smile. Pat on the back, and he gets me on my way as soon as the car is done. It's the reason I keep going back.
I'm sorry?
Ernest Moody is the reason I keep going back. He's a good guy.
His name is Ernest Snooty?
Moody. M-O-O-D-Y. Like he's moody. Like sometimes
okay.
You think he's cranky, but he's always happy. He's a good guy.
All right.
Can we give him a raise?
Well, I'm sorry?
I think he deserves a raise.
All right.
Okay.
Moment to type in your comments.
Yes, ma'am. Recording it, you could just type them later. But...
Oh, man. See? That's what hoes are like. Is she pretending to type? Let me just enter that into the computer, Otron. Click, 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 click.
Get some chattering teeth.
I want to ensure that I captured your answer correctly, so okay. I'm going to read it back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
You said that Ernest Moody always takes care of you when you come in.
Yep.
I'm sorry, he always takes care of me when I come in. He greets me with a smile and a pat on the back. He is the reason I keep going back, and he deserves a raise. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct.
Well, Honda values your opinion, and based on your responses, would like to send you a short follow-up survey to get more details on your service experience.
I would love to fill it out and send it back.
I'm sorry?
I would love to fill it out and send it back.
Will you please provide us with your email address?
Yes. M.
Okay.
M, as in Mark.
Okay.
A-N-U-N-D-S-O. And then the number 2. At yahoo.com. It's 2 O's in Yahoo.
I want to make sure I have that correct, so I'm going to spell it back to you. You said it's M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, N as in November, U as in Uniform, N as in November, D as in Delta, S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar, N as in November.
No N.
Oh, no N?
No N.
Okay.
No N-word.
So just O as in Oscar and then the number 2?
Then the number 2, like a deuce.
At Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha, H as in Hotel, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar.com?
.com, yeah. I'm a .commer.
All right, great. Well, you should receive your email survey within 24 hours.
Well, I will, I will be looking for it on my BlackBerry.
All right, great. Can I just confirm one last time that I've been speaking with Mark Anderson?
Yes.
And you were the one who took the vehicle into the dealership?
I did it all by myself.
All right, great.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, sir.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Bye now.
Bye.
You filthy so-and-so. Sorry, guys. I had
Sorry.
To take that call.
No, that's okay.
You had to talk to a hoe.
If you,
Ernest
yeah.
Moody, I take care of Ernest. That's the only reason I do that.
Yeah.
I really, it's my buddy. So I got to take care of him.
Well, everybody knows. You might want to go back and bleep out your email.
Ernest
if that's
goes
even camp. Real.
That's like, it's an email, but it's like my spam email.
Okay.
Like anything I give out. Anytime you have to write your email.
I don't want everybody emailing Mr. Anudunson.
Is this Mr. Anudunson?
See, that's the type of shit.
Is this Mr. Anudunson?
That's what a hoe does. She ruins us having a good time.
Yeah.
And then you, as a bro... Get Mr. Moody some
I
had
to
raise.
Take care of my bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think you may have.
We couldn't have planned that better.
No.
I think you just proved everything.
But now we're behind schedule.
Oh.
To really crank through
We
these.
Better go to the lightning round.
Okay.
Survey sucks.
Who are there more of in hell, bros or hoes?
Wow.
Equal.
Equal amount?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hoes are conniving.
Bros or hoes, they're all going to hell.
Everybody.
Bros
to
go to
hell.
Heaven, hoes go to hell.
Who pulls your plug?
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Uh oh.
That means whatever you want it to mean.
I'm going to assume it means I'm on life support.
Yes. That's fine.
I think a hoe is the only person who's legally allowed to do it.
That's my hoe.
That's my hoe, man.
Marriage is between a man and a hoe.
It's a holy sacrament.
Who have you had more of, Mark? Who have you had more of, bros or
hoes? Bros.
Really?
I've been married a long time, guys.
Yeah, you've been married.
Well, you've only got like 2 friends. I mean, you know, it's like that you consider a friend.
You and Sean?
You didn't consider Chad a friend, so that makes me
No, I do consider Chad a friend, but if he was really mad at me, I wouldn't care.
Am I your friend? Am I your bro?
Yeah, you're bro.
Okay. Sean?
I don't want to ask.
Have you had more hoes or bros?
I've had more bros, I think. I haven't. Women don't
I've had
care
more,
for me.
I've had more hoes, but I think that's because...
You can't get along with
bros
men.
Last longer. No, I think it's because... I'll have a bro, and it'll last a long time, but hoes come and go, man.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Hoes come and go.
My bros come and go, man.
Really?
In and out of,
no, bros are forever.
I keep one hoe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right.
I'm homogenous.
Homogenous.
Okay, hero. Green Goblin is standing atop of a bridge.
Now, who's this Green Goblin? Is that from
Green
the
Goblin.
Lord of the Rings?
All right, you have to allow me one. Green Goblin standing on top of a bridge holding a hoe in one hand and a bro in the other. Now choose!
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
No, who are you going to save?
Okay, you go first.
I will say,
yeah,
you got to save the hoe, okay? Because the bro might be able to save himself.
Okay, good point.
But if you don't save the hoe and she lives, then you'll never...
You know what?
Ever...
Here's what you do. You tell the Green Goblin, I call your bluff. And you don't say, because if you let him do it one time, he's going to do that all the time.
Okay.
So you say, look, I'm not saving either.
Yeah, because then it'll be every fucking week.
Yeah, he's up there holding, next thing you know, he's holding your grandmother and grandfather.
Right. Yeah. Mark doesn't negotiate with goblins. Yep.
I'm like the George W. Bush of hero negotiation.
Wow.
You catch your bro fucking your hoe.
Oh.
Who dies first?
Whoever gets old and dies of a natural cause.
Really? You're just going to walk away from
that? I'm happy for him.
No. Wow.
Mazel tov.
Hey.
Shalom.
Look, had it too good for too long.
Next year in Jerusalem.
Mm.
If I were a rich man,
Schindler's List. I would go through their pockets while their pants are on.
What would be a good song for the end of Fiddler on the Roof?
The roof. The roof. The roof is on fire.
Jesus is just all right with me. Who do you pick, Sean? You picked your hoe.
I think I would kill my bro.
You'd kill your bro.
Why? It's not his fault.
I think I'd kill them both. Well, you'd kill them both, but who would you kill first?
I feel like I would kill my bro. Well, we were talking about this earlier.
This has happened to Brad many times.
Yeah.
This actually happened to me a lot.
Really?
I'm not where I've caught them, but like I've had a few bros fuck a few hoes.
Not good.
It hurts.
It's not good.
Let me tell you something about me. I've never cheated on anyone. And people will be like, no, I never have ever cheated on anyone.
I believe that.
Anytime I'm in a thing where it's like, look, this isn't working out anymore, I want to be with somebody else, we break up.
I've thought about cheating on
what? You think about it. I mean, I'll keep in mind that my average relationship is 3 months long, but still.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then it ends, and then I go to a new one.
Yeah.
But I've been cheated on so much.
Wow.
Everybody cheats on me.
You need to go after a better quality girl.
I think I'm just not very good at sex, and I think they want to have good sex with a bigger penis. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know, but it happens a lot.
Here's what you do.
What do I do?
You date out of your range.
I do already.
You go a little too high for what's...
Are you saying that's what I do or that's what I should do?
No, that's what you do. You shoot for the stars.
No, because I've gone out with ugly girls, and the ugly girls will cheat on you even faster.
Really?
Because it's like they don't get as many opportunities.
You go uglier.
What you think is ugly.
You seem like you have to be the host because you're holding a coffee cup. You seem like
you've got headphones and a cup of coffee and advice.
This is my podcast.
Funtineer.
And all the equipment in your house.
Well, try and do this podcast without me.
I don't want to.
I'm going
to
take this and go home.
Hey.
I wouldn't want to do that, Mark. Don't even bring up that possibility because it can't happen.
I'm going home.
Don't.
We're bros.
Hey, good point.
Yeah.
Quit acting like a hoe, all right? I'm sorry.
Cry like a hoe?
He was just joking.
I didn't mean that.
You're nothing like
that. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Who's better on a picnic?
Ooh. Picnic.
All depends.
Yeah?
What kind of picnic are we talking about?
Yeah.
A teddy bear picnic?
Are there other people around?
Is this a ladybug picnic?
I feel like...
I think this is a blanket picnic.
I think, here's the thing. The gayest thing you could ever do is go on a picnic with your bro.
Yes.
You know what? That may be true, but when it gets nice out, Sean and I are going on a fucking picnic.
That's pretty gay.
You know what? Then we're gay. I don't know. I don't care. I have a picnic blanket in my car. I love sitting outside eating in the sun.
I'm not gay.
There's something about the way my wife wraps a sandwich in wax paper. I gotta go hoe.
A little picnic basket?
I mean, I feel like...
Have you been to Arrington Vineyards?
I don't think I've ever gone on a picnic with a bro.
I agree with you saying this. I feel like one of the things I think of when I think of picnics is like going somewhere to find a frozen treat. Going somewhere in the area of a park and getting a nice frozen treat. You'll walk to a little...
Maybe there's a guy with a cart of Italian ice.
You get a nice frozen treat, and it's...
I think of like
weird to do that with your bro.
I think of like warm sandwich.
Warm sandwich?
You know, like where the cheese is all floppity.
Even like my first like little girlfriend in high school type situation, we went on a field trip and she packed my lunch.
It's pretty sweet. It's a very romantic thing.
She put the Coke can in aluminum foil and I remember that and it stayed cold all the way to Washington,
D.C. That's what you do.
Like how did she know to do that? We're like 15 years old or 14.
I knew that. Wow. I think my teachers told us to wrap it in foil. Make more litter, kids.
How did she know this? She was black. How did she know about science?
Hey.
Wow.
It's called cold drink.
She kept it cold.
Look, yeah. What do you think? She has a refrigerator? How do you think?
I think she borrows her neighbor's icebox.
She ties it. ties a rope around it, hangs it down in the well, and that keeps it nice and cold.
Her I'm going to say girls, the hoes.
Give a crack corn, I don't care.
Which word is more offensive, bro or hoe?
Well, it's got to be hoe, right?
Yeah.
Bro's kind of offended. Sean is offended by the word bro.
I'm a friend. I'm
when
offended,
people call him bro,
I'm offended when
him.
People are like, hey, what's up, bro? I'm like, I don't you're I not like, my brother.
I like that.
If you were a girl, like, do you think if someone called you a hoe, it would piss you off?
Yeah.
I feel like it would. That's
what
that's
if
the problem
says, what's
is,
up, bra? What if they say bra?
Ooh, that's even
bra
worse.
Is the worst.
I'd love saying
it's
that.
Hard for me to imagine.
But you don't say it. You say it ironically.
I don't mean it.
There are people who say it, see, like, this is the thing I say and I like say it. Like, bummer. They say, like, bummer. Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Does anybody say bummer?
I heard a guy in the coffee shop the other day say bummer. Like, not bummer. Like he was saying it ironic. Just, I was like, oh, we're out of that bagel. Oh, bummer.
Bummer, dude.
Bummer, man. Oh, man.
I hate that guy.
You just, my wave just crashed, dude.
All right. Who's better at basketball, Mark?
Well.
Bros or hoes?
Actually, here's funny. Something funny. Got to the gym last night.
Mm-hmm.
Me and some guys had the next game.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a hoe on the basketball court.
What?
Was she schooling fools?
She was good.
Uh-oh.
She was pretty good.
Did you play her?
Yeah.
What color was she?
She was dark-skinned.
She
was playing good.
She was good, but here's the problem.
Was her cold drink wrapped in foil?
I don't think she had a cold drink.
Her Powerade?
Here's what happened. We walk on the court.
Yeah.
And like they're eyeballing our team. They haven't seen us play.
Sizing, yeah.
And they look at me and go, this guy's probably the worst player. So they put her to stick me.
Mm-hmm.
They never saw the movie White Men Can't Jump.
All I did is I looked at this guy and I played with before and just like.
I don't know if the listeners know
post me
how
up.
Actually, no kidding, good Mark is at basketball.
Yeah. You're good
sick.
At basketball.
He's very.
I scored like the first 5 points of the game before they. Change their defense.
Yeah, they're like, wait, duo. Yeah.
Hey, who's better, 92 Bulls or the current Lakers?
Current Lakers.
Really?
I think players are just more athletic today.
Really?
I don't even know what this
means. Jordan.
Jordan.
Wasn't Jordan the greatest player in the history of ever?
Jordan still is the greatest player in the history of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
People may argue Kobe.
LeBron.
Kobe's a better offensive player
yes.
than Jordan. Jordan.
Jordan's a great team player.
Jordan Magic Johnson has AIDS.
Jordan is the most competitive person to probably walk the face of the earth. No matter what he decided he was going to do with his life, he was probably going to be the best at it.
Yeah.
Except gambling.
He's got some shoes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys
he played baseball, too.
Yep. If he would have focused himself on it, he needed to start younger. But if you wanted to see, I have a pair of 1996 never-before-worn Jordans if we want to go look at them later.
Whoa.
Never-before-worn.
Only inside the house.
Nice.
They're just slippers. I like that.
But it's a collector's item. Kind of like Brad collects these.
Little you know, goofy.
These swamp things.
Yeah.
Underoos.
I do collect swamp thing underoos.
He doesn't collect anything I as
make
serious
my own.
As
yeah.
a basketball player's shoes. I'm just kidding.
Were they?
I'm
whoa.
Just kidding, Mark. Guys.
No. Go be my bro and make fun of him for making fun of me.
I don't
That's
care. It doesn't
do.
Bother me.
It's
though.
A little
I'm
bit of
kidding.
Hurting feelings. We've covered all this.
We got time. We got 7
Which
minutes.
Lasts longer, a bro or a hoe?
Depends, man. You can't.
Well,
you have a long-term lady, but I don't.
But
know.
I've got
not
he's
a hoe.
Not a hoe.
We can't refer to your wife as a hoe. Your wife is beautiful.
But I have my best friends. I've been friends with longer than I've known her.
Really?
Oh yeah, a lot longer. My best
see?
Friend. So I go see in New Jersey all the time.
Okay, yeah, because Chad, not Chad. Ryden, but other Chad, you've known him for decades, right?
I've known him for 12 years.
That's a
long
time.
Long term.
That's a dozen
years. I have friends, some of my best friends that I still talk to, I'm going to see next month. We've been friends since we were in eighth grade.
I don't have any.
And whatever happened to the girl who wrapped your drink? In a, you don't even know where she's at?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, she's on Facebook. She's got kids and married. And
we're
going
to have to look at her picture soon.
You'll never find her.
Person.
Sean?
You'll never find her. I'm deleting her right now.
I think bros last longer, but neither of them last very long for me, honestly. I don't
know. Yeah. I think you guys have social. I think we need to turn off the podcast, and I need to work on with you with some social.
With
and,
me? No, this guy. He's the one.
What did I do?
How come you don't have. Like, all right. Here's
I'm happy when
my very best friend from when I was like
people.
A little kid. Like,
my
when we were kids.
I
probably, if I looked him up in the phone book and called him, we'd just pick up where we left off.
Well, I think that's true.
I have some very close relationships.
I'm Sean's friend. That's all he needs.
A friend of mine from high school came to visit, and we went out to eat, and I ran out of things to talk about in like 5 minutes.
In the car.
Oh, see, I get together with my high school friends once a year, and we carry on like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Well, you're a big personality, so.
Well, they are, too.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
They're very engaging.
You're friendly.
A lot of them are Spanish.
You're friendly and a good person.
They're of Spanish descent.
You are so multicultural.
That's where I grew up, man.
Look, dude, he grew up in Spanish Harlem.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I grew up on a space camp.
Ooh.
In Parsec 9.
Ooh.
Is there a place for that?
Robot or Hobot? It would be cool to have a robot you hang out with.
If you ever watch the Jetsons, you'll know Hobot.
Hobot.
Rosie.
Hobot will clean shit.
Oh, man. I'm talking about a sex robot, a robot you could fuck, or a robot you could hang out with.
Well, can
when you go for a shemale Hobot?
Don't get that way about it. You know what I mean.
It's the best of both worlds or something.
I know, but
a little Sammy Hagar action.
Mark's one of those
guys. Miley Cyrus action.
Mark's one of those guys where you're like, okay, if a train's coming at your bro and your hoe and you have to hit a switch, who's going to die? He would be like, I would make the train derail and save them both or something. You can't just say, Hobot.
Right. If we want a 3-minute podcast, we can do
that. No, I'm just saying.
Wow.
You gotta pick a thing and then, you know, show your work, but no. Don't.
Well,
don't.
How about I just talk from my heart and how I really feel?
All right.
Wow.
If you want me to be fake, if you want me to kind of come out here and...
Look, man.
And Jesse Perry, you know, fake.
Well, hey.
Ain't no half-stepping.
I'm just kidding. I couldn't think of anybody else.
Ain't no half-stepping.
That's pretty mean.
Who's pretty fake?
That's what Big Daddy Kane said.
Let's think of who's the fakest person we know. Let's think of them. And
fake?
Insert them.
Fakest person we know.
Insert them into that joke.
I don't know.
Who's really fake?
Everybody's
fake.
Like, kind of fake.
Friendly to your face, but you know.
That who doesn't?
That we all three of us know.
That's fake.
Who's fake?
I don't know.
We could make a list of people who are fake and then decide who's the fakest.
That seems hurtful.
It is a
lot. I want someone to listen to this podcast and just cry.
Yeah.
I want someone to listen to this and then end it.
There are some hoes probably listening to it right now.
You think so?
They're feeling sad.
Some Brad X's.
Hey.
We got 4 minutes.
Who's better at cock blocking?
Wow.
Well, if one, I don't know what that means.
Bros or hoes. Cock blocking.
I'm just kidding.
Is when...
It's when you're playing basketball.
You're about to put your
someone
cock.
Someone tries to put a cock into the basketball hoop.
And then somebody
and block it.
Slaps it away.
I don't know.
I've been cock blocked by the best on both sides of the
You've had serious female cock
block. I've had serious proactively conniving cock block.
We gotta get here.
I was going out with this girl. And I liked her name. And we went to
Do I know her?
No, you don't know her.
Damn.
We went to my friend's house. My friend and his wife, who is a horrible hoe. And we were playing dominoes, having a fine time.
Yeah.
My friend and I, we go outside to smoke a cigarette. In the time it took me to smoke a cigarette, this hoe ruined my relationship with this girl. Like, we were outside, and she planted so much shit in her head in, like, 5 minutes. I mean, that's... And
wait,
she just met her.
They were out smoking cigarettes?
No. My friend and I went outside to smoke cigarettes,
and they were
leaving
inside.
The hoes alone to commiserate.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, you know, he still loves his ex. You know, he's always talking on the phone. And just all this shit. Like,
why
for
would
no
she do
reason.
That?
Because she's a cunt. I have no idea. And it was really, there wasn't.
Can we call her on air?
I wish, man. Oh, I would.
Why
God.
Why would you do that?
That was such a ruined. We broke up.
Here's
what you
do
that. Immediately go, that she is a pathological liar, and I'm not even friends with her.
Yeah, no, I know, but that doesn't work. Hoes know exactly what to say to another hoe. But on the other hand, I've had bros who've like, God damn it. It's like, I'm trying to hook up with a girl, and they just like, it's like.
What do they do?
No, Sean's a pretty good wingman, but like.
They ruined
just
it for
like
you?
They try to fuck the girl instead, or they,
oh, that's
or
right.
they
you
make you look stupid.
Yeah,
I forgot.
Not just Corey, but a lot of
you can't have anybody that I can't have.
It's
so.
Like, man, you know, I've gone out, I've had friends that, I've had friends that like just.
Man, your life sounds so miserable the way it's coming out on this podcast.
It's pretty miserable on this
yeah,
podcast.
Bad
it's not that bad.
Hey,
but you've never been cock blocked.
We got free Mexican food.
I don't think I ever have been.
You've never been cock blocked by man nor woman.
I don't think so.
Sean, who cock blocked you more? I would say. Yourself, probably.
Yeah, I cock block.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your own insecurities,
my
just
fears,
destroy your chance to true
so
love.
That's a bro. I'm my own.
Yeah,
bro,
okay, your
so
own
I
bro.
I mean,
myself.
Maybe I have been a long time ago, but I don't really.
Who's more disappointing?
Wow.
All of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's got a bigger dick?
hopefully your bro.
Hopefully the green goblin that's going to kill him.
Who would you rather have with you as you were about to die?
Wow.
Oh, man, that hit me.
All right.
Tearing up a little bit.
Because my thing is, if it's a hoe, she's going to get your last words wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
She's going to lose it. She's going to bother you about questions and shit.
She's going to turn your last few minutes on Earth
about her. Yes, she will.
God dang it all.
Where's your bro? Your bro is going to be like teared up, like, it's going to be all right. He's going to tell you, he's going to act like you're not going to die.
You're going to take care of your kids, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure your kids go to school.
Right.
You can go to heaven, man.
Let me get that car you got. It's paid off, right?
You're going to go straight to heaven, man.
It's going to be all right. We're going to get yourself.
You and me.
Go to the light. Medic!
Go to the light.
Medic! Yeah. A hoe's going to be like,
medic?
I love you. Why do you? She's gonna try and be poetic.
Why are you doing this to me? Why are you leaving me? Yeah.
Don't you leave me?
When do you get paid next? I won't even know how much money we had.
And I'd be like, tell my daughter I love her. I'd be like, tell my, she knows. my shirts are white. And I don't know. A hoe would fuck it up. But.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Final question.
Wow. Right on time.
Who do you laugh at more? Bros or hoes?
That's really tough. I laugh at hoes because I'm making fun of them.
Yes.
And it makes me laugh.
With your bro.
Yeah, I agree.
If I'm with a girl, there's going to be a lot of laughter, but it's going to be a lot of her laughing. Going, shut up.
When you're with your bro, you can be so mean to about
your
people.
Your bro...
Yeah.
You laugh at them because they're funny. Like, I laugh at you too, but I don't know if I laugh at you as much as a dumb girl. You know? Like, yeah, I laugh a lot. The stupid, stupid vaginas.
Wow.
They're stupid, awesome vaginas.
They're awesome, but they're stupid.
Oh, man. What's Mr. Moody doing right now?
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hey, wait, who won?
We're all winners. I think the bros won.
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah.
You can't fuck a bro. Hoes win.
You can't fuck
hose
a bro. Oh,
you can. Flip that switch Brad's been talking about.
Oh, man.
Do hoes win?
You know what? Let's flip a coin.
The deathbed question got me for the bro.
Wow.
This is heads. This is tails.
It's the coolest point.
It's so evenly.
Okay.
What did I say was heads?
You said heads. That's bros.
So we knew that was heads.
We decided it was heads, but we didn't assign anything to it.
Hey, this is heads, this is tails.
So girls are stupid. And let me not flip a coin. This is bros.
Yeah.
This is hoes.
It'll never land.
I have to explain which is hoes. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, tell us which side hoes are on.
Hoes! Ho, ho, ho. All right, hoes, we love
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide.
communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. You wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Let her know how much